Republican gubernatorial candidates in Michigan sure wanted to get next to President Trump this past weekend.
But only one got the shout out.
Tonight, we're especially honored to be joined by your really great friend of mine and a great attorney general, the next governor of Michigan, Bill Schuette.
Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Where's Bill? Where? All right, Bill, whatever the hell he is, right?
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Bill Schuette.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette actually declared Saturday night's Macomb County event as a Trump Schuette rally.
State Senator Patrick Kolbeck wasn't there, but he sent out a statement arguing that he is the real Trump candidate running for governor.
Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly wasn't there either. Instead, he put out a statement talking about, quote, shared priorities with the president, but he was never in the hunt for backing from Trump.
No, Kelly has been back and forth in support for the president. He backed away after the infamous Access Hollywood tape, but he says eventually he decided to vote for Trump.
Schuette did not support Trump in the primary.
He was a Jeb Bush supporter.
But after Trump cinched the nomination, Schuette proclaimed, "I ride for the brand."
The Republican brand. And the Schuette campaign has made a mission of reminding Republicans of who stuck with Trump in that 2016 election and who didn't.
Now, this Republican gubernatorial primary in Michigan has been billed as a proxy fight between Donald Trump, who supports Schuette, and Governor Rick Snyder, who supports his lieutenant governor, Brian Kelly.
Snyder withheld his endorsement of Trump in both the primary and the general election in 2016.
Trump's burn it all down message stood in stark contrast to Snyder's relentless positive action.
Right. But we think this gubernatorial election might actually be a proxy fight between Trump and this guy.
I didn't leave the Republican Party. The Republican Party left me.
Governor John Kasich of Ohio. He was vanquished by Trump in the 2016 presidential primary. Back then, Kasich was Brian Kelly's first choice for president.
Kasich says there is still a large group of voters in the middle of the political spectrum who have not been given a real choice.
You have a department store that's red and a department store that's blue, and neither of them right now are providing products to the great middle. And you know what happens? Then that's how another store opens up in the neighborhood.
Kasich on CNN this weekend, a Midwest governor. He is sounding an awful lot like he is thinking about what's next for his party.
Now, no GOP hopeful for governor in Michigan this year is going to disavow the Republican in the White House, not directly or openly at least.
No. And here in Michigan, Schuette and Kelly, though, are representing two different types of Republicans.
Michigan in 2018 could be the testing ground for messaging and tactics in the event Kasich takes on President Trump in a 2020 GOP primary for the presidential nomination.
Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.